This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. An Iranian-backed militia is vowing revenge after U.S. military airstrikes on fighters in Iraq and Syria. AP Sagar Magani.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says the military took action yesterday in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor in Iraq.
By launching F-15 Strike Eagles against five targets associated with Kitab Hezbollah.
What Esper calls an Iranian-sponsored militia group. A militia spokesman, though, says it was not behind the attack in Iraq and elsewhere, saying Washington is looking for a pretext to attack. He's calling the airstrikes a crime and massacre and insists the group will get revenge for evil American aggression. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The family of a man accused of attacking a Hanukkah celebration in New York speaks out. AP's Rita Foley.
Grafton Thomas's family says he's mentally ill and has a long history of hospitalizations. He's accused of storming into a rabbi's home in Muncie, north of New York City, and stabbing five people as they celebrated Hanukkah. Thomas's family says he's never been convicted of a crime, is not a member of any hate group, and has no known history of anti-Semitism. In a statement issued by an attorney, the family expressed its concern and prayers for the injured. Meanwhile, Thomas remains in jail. He's pleaded not guilty to five counts of attempted murder. I'm Rita Foley.
The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for carrying out Saturday's truck bomb attack in Mogadishu, which killed at least 90 people and wounded about 125 others. Al-Shabaab official spokesman said the group's target was a Turkish convoy and security forces. Turkey has been training the Somali army at a modern training facility in Mogadishu, inaugurated in September 2017. This is VOA News. Hong Kong protests show no sign of slowing as the city heads into 2020. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The protesters say they won't end until all five demands have been met. These include an independent inquiry into the police handling of the protests and amnesty for arrested protesters. Since June, police have arrested 6,060 people in total. The police say they've been restrained with an appropriate use of force. They've defended their conduct, including firing water cannons and tear gas, in response to what they call escalating illegal and violent acts of protesters.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports that the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past week alone. The White House says that Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Donald Trump to thank him for information that helped foil a potential terrorist attack in Russia. Russian media cited the Federal Security Service as saying two Russians were detained because of the U.S. tip. A Sudanese court on Monday sentenced 27 members of the country's security forces to death by hanging for torturing and killing a detained protester. The verdict, which can be appealed, was the first connected to the killing of more than 200 pro-democracy protesters since the anti-government demonstrations began last December. Neil Innes, a frequent collaborator with the British comedy team Monty Python, has died, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Neil Innes wasn't one of the principal members of Monty Python, but he popped up so often and in such memorable roles, he was sometimes called the Seventh Python. Here, playing the leader of Sir Robin's Minstrels in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Later, he partnered with Eric Idle to create the Beatles parody group, The Ruddles. A statement from his family says Innes died of natural causes Sunday night, quickly and without warning. Neil Innes was 75. To be an idiot. I'm Ben Thomas.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.